Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I hope you had a great weekend, a little on the warm side. If you went to Bayou Boogie, I hope it was fun. Did anybody end up in the water? I'm sure somebody ended up in the water, Bayou St. John. Not the nicest water you want to be in, but, hey, somebody called the show Friday and said that the water's always moving, so, you know, that would be a positive, like it's not stagnant water. And this person who seemed to know, he was telling us that the lake feeds Bayou St. John, and Bayou St. John feeds the lagoons at City Park. I had no idea. Interesting. All right, anyway, if you went to Bayou Boogaloo, I hope it was a good time. Look, we got to talk about these 7 prisoners who are still out there. There's a lot of finger pointing going on, and there should be. This obviously should not have happened, but it did. Why did it happen? How could this have happened? You know, we hear some details about this, and I know I'm slapping myself in the forehead going, oh my God, I can't believe this. And I'm sure you're doing the exact same thing. But, you know, you need to know that when we're talking about this, some of this is so typical of New Orleans and Louisiana. Because it's just incompetence. It's people not doing their jobs. And I really don't think there's any chance that Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson is going to be reelected. I mean, there's been controversy from the beginning. And Jason Williams, the DA, hours after this happened, endorsed her opponent, Michelle Woodfork, who was the interim police chief in New Orleans, who did a really great job. I think Michelle Woodfork is a shoe-in when it comes to that. If you're a betting person, you might want to think about that. And then Governor Landry comes down here, and he starts talking about it, and you know the mayor is seething. You know she's so pissed because the governor's coming down here and talking to her about something that happened in her city. And you know she hates it. But she was there at the press conference. And you know who was not at the press conference? Nobody from the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department was there. Nobody was there. What does that tell you? So, you know, we're going to talk about this. And I also want to hear from you. Because these are like dangerous people out there. And apparently there are family members and friends who are hiding them and helping them move around. Now, when they're ultimately caught, and we assume they will be, but I mean, maybe not. I mean, what if they get away? You know, look, there's a lot of intelligence out there, and, you know, law enforcement does a hell of a job. But when you've got family and friends hiding and helping people move around, it's difficult for them to find them. But if they do get caught, the people who moved them around are going to be in some serious trouble. So tough situation. You know, your son or your, you know, relative or your close friend is in prison and gets out. And, you know, I mean, it would be kind of hard to turn that person back over to the police. But anyway, we'll see what happens. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. Also, there's a lot of talk about the former president, Joe Biden, having 5-stage prostate cancer. And there's a lot of controversy about this. One would think that there would be empathy, sympathy, prayers and understanding. But instead, there's a lot of controversy. And of course, that's the world that you and I live in right now. We can change it by just pointing out those who are just out to hate and criticize. We can do that. Hey, I bumped somebody else, blocked somebody else from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page over the weekend. Yeah, this guy was he was a typical misinformed troll. And it's not that he disagreed with me. It's just that he's a troll. And the misinformation and the lies. And then calling me a liar. But then nobody seems to come up with a lie that I've actually told on the air. So yeah, he got bumped. He's just not worthy. So we have to, you know, unfortunately, we have to weed a few people out. Not the people who disagree. Just the people who are just ignorant trolls. They're going to be eliminated. So there's just a lot of controversy about this. I think it's really interesting that Donald Trump Jr., now he's the smart one. Eric is the one they refer to as Half Scoop. So Donald Jr. is the smart one. And Donald Jr. said that he doesn't know how Dr. Jill Biden could have not known that her husband had 5-stage cancer. Does he know that she's a doctor? She's a PhD. Her doctorate is in education. She's not an MD. She's a PhD. Does he know the difference? Does he know that everybody that has doctor before their name are not medical doctors? Does he know that? I just think that's really... Come on. It's funny. So there's this controversy, and Donald Jr. is bringing it up too, that this was somehow a political cover-up. And some right-wing radicals are saying that this is this information is all PR, public relations. It's all designed to help the former president. You know, it's hard for me to believe as a man who gets the prostate exam on a regular basis, and I get the PSA test, blood test on a regular basis. It's hard for me to believe that Joe Biden is at stage 5 and nobody knew, or that it got this bad and nobody knew. I mean, there had to be something that was known before this. But the sad reality is apparently it's gone to the bone. And that's not good news at all. So my thoughts and prayers are with Joe Biden. I was highly critical of Joe Biden when he was president, highly critical of his not handling the border, highly critical of a lot of things, highly critical of him staying in the race when he should have gotten out right away, because now we're learning that there's no way he could have performed the job as president for the next 4 years. But with all of that having been said, you know, we can be critical of people, but we don't have to hate them. We don't have to hope that they die. And my thoughts and prayers are with Joe Biden. I mean, I'm a human. He's a human. And, you know, I don't agree with his politics. I don't agree with him in many ways. But I don't hope that he dies. I don't hope that Donald Trump dies. And, you know, I hope that the right-wing radicals realize all of the people on the left who were empathetic and their thoughts and prayers were with the president of the United States during those assassination attempts. They were with him. Their thoughts and prayers were with him. I hope that the people on the far right can have thoughts and prayers with former President Joe Biden. But I don't know. It doesn't always work that way. So, but the idea that this is some kind of a PR move, I don't buy that. But we can talk a little bit about that. Now it's being revealed that there were some staffers on Biden's staff that considered putting him in a wheelchair. You know, back when FDR was president, you know, he had polio. So there were times that he was in a wheelchair. In fact, I have read there were times that he fell out of the wheelchair and the media was present. But back then, the media kept those things private. The media had respect for the office of the presidency, and they did not report that. They knew it, but they didn't report it. In fact, the media really knew that John F. Kennedy was having affairs, probably with Marilyn Manson. I'm sorry, probably with Marilyn Monroe, not with Marilyn Manson. Different plumbing. Anyway, the press knew that, but they didn't report it. It wasn't until Watergate that everything with the media changed. That was the tipping point. That was the point where everything changed, because reporters got a sense that they could become celebrities and superstars themselves by reporting the news, with what Woodward and Bernstein did in their investigation of Watergate. So it all changed with Watergate. And then the media changed and we became, we are a very voyeuristic society. And so the media in general sort of pandered to our voyeuristic instincts. So again, the media changed. That can be a topic for another show. But, you know, Joe Biden, the president being in a wheelchair would not have been good optics for the president of the United States. Even though it had happened in the past, things have changed today. So, you know, we're learning more and more about how Biden was just really not capable of being president longer than he was. And just, again, a lot of questions about that. But I posted a video about this on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram. And a lot of people, you know, totally disagreed with me. Many agreed with me. But it was about how I don't believe the media knew. I don't believe the media knew. And that is based on my understanding of communication theory and, you know, the media and how it works. The media is after the big story. And the media would go after the big story over protecting a Democrat, over even those of you who think that the media is liberal, those outlets that you think are very liberal. I don't think they would protect liberal ideology or a Democrat over getting a big story. The big story is what matters. And again, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go back to the Monica Lewinsky case with Bill Clinton. If you think the liberal media protected Bill Clinton, they sure didn't protect him during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And they were all over that, condemning him and exposing everything that she had to expose. I think he was the one that really exposed a lot. Anyway, so they were all over spreading that story because the story is bigger than protecting a candidate or protecting ideology. But that's just the way the media operates. All right. Also, a man is suing Whataburger. We don't have Whataburger in this area. I think Whataburger's in some areas and Rally's is in other areas. I think that's the relationship there. We have Rally's here, but there's Whataburger in other cities. And I've had Whataburger in other states. And it's a good burger back when I was eating red meat. But this man suing Whataburger for putting onions on his burger, suing for $1 million in damages. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And Fox News's Peter Ducey asked Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary for the president, asked him why the president said that Taylor Swift is no longer hot. So we'll have an answer to that coming up. And again, we really have to, we'll talk about some other things like that ship that ran into the Brooklyn Bridge. We'll talk about the winning horse. Journalism was a big winner. And you don't often read that headline today. Journalism, the big winner. But it was the horse Journalism winning the Preakness, having to really push its way through a big crowd. So when we come back, some more details about the prisoners who are currently on the loose. If you want to join us with a comment on this Monday afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a nice weekend.
Well, that's two of us that had a good weekend.
Kind of relaxed and didn't have a lot to do this weekend, so it was cool. Yeah, you know, I like not having a lot of things to do, and I can just kind of hang out. So it was that kind of weekend, and I did what I could to, you know, stay out of the heat because it was kind of warm.
Yeah, it is that. It is hot. I went for a long bike ride on Saturday morning, and I was always just reminded, you know, it's like when you're out there in the heat and in the humidity, you don't always notice how hot you are until you stop moving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I rode my bike all the way up around City Park, around the lakefront and back downtown. I don't know how, it was a long bike ride. I mean, it took me a long time. I stopped and got a snowball. It was pretty good. But you don't really notice how much you're sweating until you stop moving, and then it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're moving, again, you're distracted by the movement. And also when you're riding, there's a bit of a breeze.
You get the breeze in your face.
It's hot. You know, but we're going to get a break. There's going to be a cool front coming through here. It's not going to change the temperature much, but instead of in the upper 90s, it's going to be in the upper 80s. And you know, it's going to be a nice break.
I'll take it.
And I think the humidity is going to be drier. We'll get a little rain in the middle of the week, and then it should be a nice weekend next weekend. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, there are people who actually like this really hot weather. You know, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of being sticky. And yeah, you tend to be a little sticky this time of year. So it's hot. And look, you know, once again, let's just momentarily recognize those people who are working in the heat. There are people out there, they're on roofs, they're in attics, and they're working in this heat. And there are also, you know, people getting in and out of delivery trucks, delivering stuff. We've got a lot of delivery people who listen to this show in the afternoon. And I appreciate you guys being there and you women being there as well. And that's a hot job, getting in and out of that with carrying those heavy packages as well. All right, we'll be right back with more on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, that's where they want these people, back on the virtual chain gang, back in prison. 7 of the 10 prisoners that escaped are still out there. So, are you concerned? You know this is national news, international news. You know this is all over CNN and the cable news channels. It's national news. So, we just look like a bunch of coonasses that don't know what the hell we're doing. You know, people look at us as a backward state. They do. We're looked at as a backward state. And we continue to prove it. I mean, how could this happen? So, you know, we've heard that there are cameras. There are cameras. But the cameras were not the cameras were not being watched. The video of the live feed of the cameras, it was not being watched all the time. Well, what good does it do to have cameras if somebody's not watching them? Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson has had one controversy after another. And this is a big, big mistake. You know, you can make some mistakes and make up for it. Some mistakes you just can't make up for. Let me just go through the list of some of these people. So 7 out of the 10 are still on the loose. This group includes a convicted murderer, one inmate charged with attempted first-degree murder and domestic abuse. 3 are facing second-degree murder charges, another held on domestic abuse charges, and another was convicted in a federal court for firearms possession. So here we are, the citizens of the greater New Orleans area and probably neighboring states, at risk due to blatant incompetence and neglect. How does this happen? You know, again, I think this is one of those unforgivable mistakes. You can't put the citizens at risk. I mean, they ripped the toilets away from the wall. Susan Hudson was even saying something like she thought it might be an inside job and that her political competitors, her political opponents, might be responsible for this because they wanted to make her look bad. Could they have been involved? I'm sure that there's a possibility that somebody on the inside was involved with this. But are you concerned? I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm not concerned. I don't expect any of these people to show up where I am. But that doesn't mean they couldn't. They could. I mean, you know, 2 of these people were on Royal Street. I mean, how smart do you have to be to break out of jail and then you're going to high-profile Royal Street? Just walking down the street. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I'm glad they were stupid because they got caught. But this is just a mistake that shouldn't happen. And it makes us look stupid. So now we've got these people free in our society. They're already known to be criminals. They've already, you know, I guess the sad thing, though, too, is that there's another problem here. Some of these people have been in jail too long. And if I'm not mistaken, the Constitution guarantees a right to speedy trial. Well, some of these people are waiting to go to court, some of them for years. That's not fair to the prisoners. I'm not taking up for the prisoners who committed the crimes, but, you know, you do have rights. And the state may be responsible for that. And Mayor Cantrell, she had one press conference, and then a long time went by. She's not regularly updating people, and then there was another press conference. She was at the press conference with the governor over the weekend. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I mean, are you concerned? I mean, I'm not going to let this change my life. Yeah, I mean, if I see some, you know, strange person walking, you know, toward me, or if I see somebody trying to sneak around my neighborhood, well, yeah, I'm going to call 911. I don't expect that to happen, but if it does, yeah, I'm going to report that. But I'm not scared. I hope you're not scared. I hope we're all vigilant. I hope we're all prepared to, you know, be on the lookout. I mean, we can be the eyes and ears for the police department. But it's scary, and it's also embarrassing that they're out there. And then the other thing is, why did they wait? Why did Susan Hudson and Orleans Parish, why did they wait? Why did the Sheriff's Department of Orleans Parish, why did they wait 90 minutes to tell NOPD? I'll tell you why I think they waited. Here's my theory. I think Susan Hudson was so embarrassed that this happened. that she wanted to do everything she could to find them in 90 minutes so she wouldn't have to tell NOPD. And then it must have hit a panic moment where she had to tell NOPD and let them know. And Ann Kirkpatrick was talking about how, you know, they didn't know right away. They should have known right away, but they didn't know right away. And I think Susan Hudson was trying to cover her ass and not tell. Let's get them. I don't want to have to tell NOPD. I don't want the mayor. I don't want anybody to know. Let's get these people. Get them. 90 minutes goes by. They're gone. Running across the interstate. Just scampering away. So, again, a really embarrassing story once again defines New Orleans. And I don't think this is going to stop any conventions from coming here. I don't think this is going to stop anybody from, you know, continuing their vacation plans to New Orleans. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's still embarrassing when this gets on the news. And it gets on the news because this is a big story. Probably the largest jailbreak in Louisiana history. I mean, this is, you know, 10 people just escaping. And you know, the way they did it, I mean, obviously this had been planned for a while, and they all ripped the toilets away from the wall and just, I guess, snuck out through that back entrance or whatever was behind the toilet opened them up to freedom. All right, let's go to Ian and see if we've got some text messages.
We sure do. Here's a text that says, "Nobody asked for my two cents, but I do not believe that the sheriff should be an elected position. This opens the door for anyone to be sheriff, qualified or not, based totally on their popularity. The job is too important to have the possibility of someone unqualified in it."
But the other part of that is if it's an appointment, then it could also go to somebody who is not qualified, because quite often appointments go to people who donate a lot of money to a campaign. You know, remember Mitch Landrieu had the Sewage and Water Board director? He didn't know about that stuff. And he was in that position because he was a crony of Mitch Landrieu. So, you know, sometimes the wrong person gets in the position because they donated a lot of money. So there's a flaw in that system as well. You know, if it's an elected position, the voters need to be smart enough to ask questions, and the media needs to also do a good job of vetting these people. Like, this person is running for sheriff, but this person doesn't know anything about being sheriff. And look, the salaries for these elected positions, there's money in this. I mean, this is a hell of a salary. And there's a pension, and, you know, who knows, under certain circumstances, somebody may get the salary for the rest of their life. And I don't know what the salary is, and we can find that out. But being mayor, being the Orleans Parish sheriff, yeah, there's big money in that. That's a good salary.
Yeah, if it's got to be one or the other, you know, elected or appointed, I would opt for elected. But that assumes that the electorate is smart enough to not elect somebody that's wholly unqualified to do that job. I mean, whatever you can say about Sheriff Hudson, I don't think there's anybody who could verifiably say at the beginning of that election, she is objectively not qualified to do this, and that's why you shouldn't vote for her.
Right. Although apparently her opponent is Michelle Woodfork, who was interim police chief. And man, that person is totally qualified. She did a great job as interim chief. And I think she, at this point, is a shoo-in to win that election.
Here's a text that says, "Before the election, people were trying to warn that Susan Hudson was not a good fit. And y'all in media called everyone racist that raised that concern."
Well, I didn't. I can't speak for the media. I understand that point. I remember there were questions about her when she ran. I don't specifically remember the racism comments, but that doesn't mean that somebody didn't make them.
Well, here's what's interesting about this is it also kind of plays into the Joe Biden situation. And we spent a lot of time on this program talking about how some of the arguments that were being used in conservative media to paint Joe Biden as being unable to do the job were bad faith arguments that were not based on real evidence. That's where you get these words like the cheap fakes and the deep fakes, where they edit the framing of the picture to show Joe Biden speaking to somebody off camera like he's just an old man shouting at the clouds. But if you were to zoom out, you see that he's actually talking to a group of cadets there.
Right.
You know, so it's you can you can be right. You know, I don't think Fox News and their friends really knew any more than anybody else did that Joe Biden was, the cheese had quite slid off the cracker there. Like, they can be lying about that, and it can also be true. But that doesn't mean that they were right. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's kind of the same situation here. Were there people that made racist arguments against Sheriff Hudson, you know, during that election? Yes.
I'm sure, yes.
But that doesn't mean that they were right that she wasn't qualified.
And that also doesn't mean that the media in general was making those comments. Again,
right.
Because we were not involved in that at all. So I don't speak for the media. I only speak for this show, as you know.
It's maybe a bit of a tortured metaphor. So just to say, like, I could say something disparaging about you, like Scoot microwaves puppies, which sounds insane, right?
Right.
But if you are actually microwaving puppies, and we don't find that out until much later, I get to wave my little flag and say I was right all along, even though it was total conjecture on my point.
Well, you've got to watch out
for these things, yeah. Because people will reach for the fact that they happened to be correct about something. And we've saying it all along. And you didn't know any better than anybody else did. You were doing your job, which is to just get on TV and dump on the president all day.
It's kind of like somebody at the beginning of this season saying the Saints are going to be losers this year.
Yep.
And they turn out to be losers. You see, I told you at the
beginning. Exactly right.
You don't really
know.
You
didn't know.
No, you didn't know. And I would never microwave puppies. I mean.
Are you sure?
Hamsters.
Scoot on the air.
Yeah, and you sing Pop Goes the Weasel when you're doing that. You know,
dude.
You put a ferret in there and you sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
No.
All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Well, not everybody's in the jailhouse now. Hopefully they find these people and get them back in custody. Get them back where they have a nice place to spend the night, and they've got three meals a day, and they've got people they can hang out with and play cards with, and that's where they belong. You know, they need to be back there. All right, we'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WWL. All right, the sitting president of the United States is calling for a major investigation into Bruce Springsteen, claiming that he accepted money from Kamala Harris for a campaign performance and endorsement, but the sitting president of the United States has no evidence. He's just blowing this off the top of his head. He also made the same accusation of Beyonce and others. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Hey, did you hear that Kid Rock closed his Nashville restaurant? Do you know why he closed it? I think I mentioned this on a video on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you in the next hour why Kid Rock closed his restaurant. It is the epitome of hypocrisy. And you know, on this show every afternoon, we do the best we can to expose hypocrisy because it is everywhere. All right, I made a mistake. In fact, I had to just delete my first real post on Substack. Yeah, you can join me on Substack now because I can get into some things on Substack that I can't get into actually on the air. And I was talking about Donnie Jr., the son of the President of the United States. And Donnie Jr., see, I referred to Eric as Half Scoop, but we're getting some text that I'm wrong. And see, when I make a mistake, I correct it as soon as I can. Donnie Jr. is Half Scoop, not Eric. Eric is just Eric. But see, Eric appears so dumb that I thought Eric was Half Scoop. But it's Donnie Jr. who was nicknamed Half Scoop. So I'm going to redo that video for Substack, and I'll do it again a little bit later. All right, let's go to Gretna. Sam, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? Yeah, like I told Ian, you're right on about Miss Woodfork. And now Chief Kirkpatrick has done an awesome job. And, well, the mayor's discussion, that's for later on. And I don't know, nothing personal. I don't think anybody on this present city council is qualified. You know, but anyway, getting into what you pointed out, Miss Woodfork was passed over for chief because she wouldn't kowtow to the mayor on the VAPI issue. That's the only reason that she wasn't even considered. And aside from Miss Kirkpatrick doing a great job, Miss Woodfork, in a short period of time, with the same lack of resources and manpower, was starting to get things turned around and morale was improving. So hopefully, now relating to our residents, right? Newell ran with the ball for a little while about, of course, our creative sense of humor down here. People actually putting out bumper stickers and T-shirts. And I got an idea for Roger. On the front, free the OPP 11, but you scratch out 11 and put 10 underneath, right?
Right.
And then on the back of the shirt, you put, oops, oh, my bad.
All right, Sam, I will pass that. I love the sense of humor.
But more importantly, though, one of these residents, and I know you're familiar with this, I think you had this lady on your show a couple of times, Newell several times, and Tommy, Scott Toops, who got carjacked and shot and was in the hospital for over a year, was one of the victims of one of these cockroaches. I'm sorry, residents.
Yeah.
And in fact, tragically, which Newell is aware of, less than a year after Scott was shot and hospitalized, his wife Stacy died of a heart attack or a stroke. The stress killed her. So her death is on this resident's hands. And I hope that between the three of you all, we'll do, you know, some profiles of each of these residents and just kind of lay out their resumes.
Yeah.
You know, but I appreciate the attention.
All right, Sam, I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I mean, are you concerned? I'm not really concerned. I'm not afraid. I'm concerned, okay? Yeah, I'm concerned. But I'm not afraid. I'm concerned that it happened. I'm concerned that it could happen again. And why does it always seem to take some extreme mistake before basic attention is paid to the things that should have been attended all along? You got cameras, you got live feeds, but nobody's watching them. What is that about? They did a head count at night. They didn't do a head count until the morning at 8:30. And you know when they realized that 10 people were gone, you know they said things that we can't say on the air here. So, again, it's incompetence. And the problem with this city overall is that incompetence in many areas is tolerated. I'll stop short of saying it's celebrated, but it definitely is tolerated. And this laissez-faire attitude, I talk about this all the time, and I'm right about this. It's true. There is this tolerance for mediocrity that is unsettling. Other cities aren't like this. And I've lived in some cities around the country. I know what I'm talking about. And we don't have to be that way. We don't have to celebrate all that is bad. We don't have to celebrate this, you know, this is the way we do it here. No, we shouldn't do it that way. And a lot of things that we do here, a lot of things that we do here enhance our culture. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But again, this collective, and I'm not talking about everybody, but this collective tolerance for mediocrity is unacceptable. And it leads to stuff like this. Like, you know, you don't have to do a great job in New Orleans. You just kind of get by. You know, I have seen people come to this city from other markets, from big markets, and they've got this professional attitude. And you know, after they've been here for a while, they change and they become part of the system. Well, I've never done that. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to still demand that things be done the best they can be done. All right, I got to get to a break here on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Boy, this was just a major album. On this day in 1979, Breakfast in America began a six-week run at number one on the Billboard Hot 200 albums. I remember playing this earlier in my career. This was the number one album in 1979. It was a great one. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2006, Freddie Garrity, the lead singer of Freddie and the Dreamers, passed away at the age of 69. This was another one of those embarrassing baby boomer dances the baby boomer generation invented, the Freddie. It was among the dumber dances that we invented. I'm not proud of that, but if you're a Xer, millennial, or Zoomer, don't you let those boomers get anything over on you. Just remind them of some of the stupid dances they invented. All right, coming up, we'll talk about why Kid Rock closed his restaurant. It really does define hypocrisy. And Donald Trump wants a major investigation into Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, and others over what they did was corrupt and unlawful. But was it? We'll talk about that coming up on WWL.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.